Okay. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. They will learn again today's daf. Was close before Shlema, Shimon Tzvi ben Peril, Mordechai ben Malia, Moshe Shmo ben Bas Yabela, Abigail Bas Esther Malka. Okay. So we are on two lines in the bottom of Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara is essentially going to start off on a long tangent and eventually get back to asking a question from our Mishnah. So that's what it's doing here. Seems out of place, but eventually we'll get to a question from our Mishnah, and that's why this piece of Gemara is placed here. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this Gemara also appears in Gittin, on the Psalm of Dalid. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'omer l'shlucho. So a man says to his agent, say the Kadesh li Isha Stam. Do me a favor, go out and be Kadesh a woman for me. Doesn't say which woman.
Anyone.
Just go get me a woman. Get me a woman, get me, and he doesn't say who she is. And the case is that, right, Rashi's derived, the Mishmar says, Shalop Pirish will be Ezeir of the Ezeir. You don't even know what city. And it turns out that the Mishaleach, either, we have no information, the Mishaleach either dies, he doesn't come back, whatever it is, we have no information, so we have no idea what transpired. So we say that this man, the Mishaleach, is Aser B'chol HaNashim Sheba Olam. This man is Aser to marry any woman in the entire world, because chazaka shaliach osa shlichuso. There's a chazaka that when a shliach is sent, he does what his agency. So there's a chazaka that he was mekadesh a woman, became under lo parishle, and since the shliach since the mishaleach wasn't mefarish to the shliach which woman he should be mekadesh, it could be any woman. Halo yada, he doesn't know hai ni hu kadishle. He doesn't know which woman he
could be a relative.
So it could be a relative. As far as works out.
Yeah, but he's allowed to have more than one.
Chazak, but he can't marry his. But maybe that's so I'm marrying this woman.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe I'm already married to her sister.
Right.
Maybe I'm already married to her mother.
Okay.
Look at the mafarish.
Okay.
But halach v'kilish, right? Chaz v'halach v'kilish lo ish. So the kamish lo pirish lo hai minai hu kadish. The lo yada ezek kadishle. He doesn't know who he would marry to. The hader osu ish. If this man, the Mishleach, goes, the Nasiv Issa, and marries another woman, Dilma Zohi Ima, maybe this is the original woman's mother, Obito, Achota, Osa Isha, Shakir, Shlucho, then Kulam Surslo, and they're all lost to him. So he's stuck.
Yeah, you see, the Chazakah does he
doesn't
fulfill it.
What did
he really do? He did his duty.
Because
he didn't tell him who he met.
He said, go marry for me a woman, and he dies.
He
does not, he doesn't come back, he's died. Let's say he dies. So you know that he did it.
Same chazak. How do you know?
So the same chazak that is the chazak. So there's some reason to say the chazak is not so strong. Maybe when we did the rabbanon, because
he's not sure if he did it.
So Tosos asks. Wait a second. You're telling me this chazak is so strong that he accomplished that the shliach accomplished his task. So that means this woman is married. So nobody in the world should be able to get married, because maybe this is the woman that's married to the mishaleach. That's Tosos asks.
No. Oh, that's right.
We have no idea. We know he did what he was supposed to do. We just don't know who he did it to.
Right.
So maybe it's a suffix del rice. So maybe this woman.
She has no idea.
So what's another answer? The im tomar the chuliyama yasru lisa nashim the shema zos hishen iskachal de shliach. Maybe this is the woman who is miskadeshus ay de shliach. Where's the big one? No, he's saying the Gemara says that the Mishaleach is usher to marry anybody. Tosfos is saying every man in the world should be usher to marry any woman in the world, because the possibility exists that the woman that I'm marrying was the one who was miskadeshus by the shliach. So the Rabbeinu Tam, he says one thing. He says basically this chazak is only a din de Rabbanon. He says Rabbeinu Tam the nashim. No, he says like this. He says the nashim ne'emenes lo malonis kadashi. So a woman's net is ne'emenes to say no, it's not me. So that answers the question. Ah, you're worried that I was maybe miskadeshes, so the shliach wasn't me. I wasn't miskadeshes to the shliach, and therefore she is ne'emenes, right? But that's only good teniach gedolos. That's only good if for a woman who has das, for a gedola. About ketanos, but a ketanos ein yodos im aviyim kibel aguram kedushin ma'ikel meimar ufar meisavia. Let's say you have a person who was a ketan at the time the shliach was sent. She has no idea as to whether or not her father might have been the one who accepted kedushin on her behalf from this dead shliach. So how could she ever get married to anybody in the whole world? Maybe she's the one. So that's the question. So he says, so there's the answer. Shlomar, Timid Yoraisa, Afilu Hushari Lisa. Das Liram Basar Ruva. Maybe Deraisa, really Deraisa, even he, the Mishaleach, can marry anybody. This whole idea that we're worried about, maybe it's the sister or the mother or whatever, that's only a Din Darabanan because that's a Knas, because he didn't do the right thing. He should have told the Shaliach to marry a specific individual, not to marry anybody. So we give him a little bit of a Knas. He says, V'yesh Lomad, the Deraisa, feel who Shar Lisa, Das Liram Basar Ruva, and Basaruva, what's that girsa? Because it doesn't make sense over here. Basaruva, what is that? It's a ches. I don't even know where that goes to.
Didn't Abraham Avinu do the same thing?
Does Lina Basaruva? No, but he said, "Kach liv mun from my family." Let me tell you, yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. He wanted to be sure he was successful. Eliezer wanted to make sure he was successful.
The right one.
The right one we didn't, from a good shidduch.
Yeah.
From a good shidduch. It's a good question, but I think it's a little different
because
Eliezer came back. Well, okay, but he didn't do so. Right, so he didn't have a problem in the end, but maybe he's saying he should have done the right, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But he was a little more specific than this. Anybody. He said, yeah, take me. Okay. He says, "V'yishum deraisa zina b'saruva." We see that that you go according to the rov, that she's a rov. The eno ella kanasa ba'alma she'asa shliach stam the lo pirish lo kid the kaddish l'plonus. So that's a good question. He says, but over here he's saying it's only the rabbanon. So you only a kanas for him. But me deraisa, we say that she's b'saruva go according to the rov. Rov of the women are not going to be this one are not going to be the one that's related, and you have no problem. But he says, so the didei kansu lachmina lo kansu. But then he asks, wait a second, the Gemara later on is going to say, and we don't know, or we try to know, that there's a difference when it comes to bittul. Where we say that, usually we say, kol de parish meruva parish, and therefore you go basarov, but anything that's kavua, anything that's set in its place, it's mechzal mechzadam, it's called a 50-50 suffix. So example, you have nine kosher stores and one non-kosher store, you find a piece of meat in the street, we say that it was parish, it left the rov, and therefore it's kosher. But let's say you have a piece of meat in your hand and you don't remember where you bought it from which store. Well, the suffix now is on the store. Well, the stores are in their place. So it's called kavua, it's mechzal mechza. The Gemara later on is going to say that a woman is kavua. The woman's kavua, then she's mechzal. We'll get to the reason why. The woman's kavua, so it's 50-50. So don't tell me, even deraisa, you have a problem here. You don't go according to rov. He says, im tomer lahavi isur deraisa, lahavi le kavua, the kol kavua, ka mechzal mechza dami. He says, v'yesh lomar, is bichrish and tosos, the lo amrin and kavua, ka mechza dami. Only time you say kavua kemechzal mechza is at a certain point in time you knew what was usher, you knew what was mutter, and now you got confused. But over here you never knew what was usher. If the isher itself is not known, we don't know who this woman is, then it's not considered kavua. But Ramban and the Ganes, what are we talking about? So we don't know who it was, but there are two people in the world who knew what was us, what was mutter. That was the shliach, and that was the woman who accepted the kiddushin.
Right.
So what's going on? So there's a Ramban. First, the Tosos in Gittin. I'm spending a lot of time on Tosos. I think it's fascinating. The Tosos in Gittin asks the same question. He says, "Asur b'chol nashim shiva olam, aval l'kol adam." He just says you don't have to ask for anybody else to marry any all other women because. He just says you don't, and then he says over here the ainzeh chazaka gemura. There's not a real chazaka. We said the whole reason why this takes place is because we say chazaka shliach osur shlichusa. The Tosos and Gittin on Daf Samachal says it's not a real chazaka. When do we say it's a chazaka that someone does his shlichus? As if it's only totally on him. You say to him, you should be mafresh matruma. There's no other variables. He's the only one who was involved in the hafrasha. But when it comes to marrying a woman, so yeah, the chazaka that the shliach went and gave kiddushin over to another woman, who says any woman accepted? And there's another variable in there. So automatically, that variable weakens the chazaka of ein adam osur of adam osur shlichuso. So therefore, what? Who says she's accepted? Right. So it weakens this chazaka in this instance. If this chazaka is weakened, we already don't have the full chazaka osur shlichuso. If we don't have that chazaka, then the rabbana can play around and say, okay, for you we make a knas. For you we won't make a knas.
We also don't know whether he actually married anybody.
That's exactly what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying.
He may die before he got
correct. Exactly. Correct. Because there's another variable. Right. There's another variable. There's a Ramban. Says that the problem that you have also is that he says the Ramban again. He says there's also a counterbalance here. There's a chazaka. When you marry a woman, there is a chazaka that all women are pnuyos, unless there's proof otherwise. So now we have a chazaka going against the chazaka, right? He says that there's a chazaka pnuyos hein, and the chazaka of shlich osu shlich uso is not motzi him, any woman from that chazaka. But he is usher for everybody, because, in other words, it answers the question, why is he usher? Because he's usher because maybe, because most probably the shliach did his, chazaka the shliach did his binding, his bidding. But the other men are an usher because the woman that he's marrying is a chazaka that she's a pnuya. So the counter balances. Okay, that's just three. It's just two. Because I think they don't like the idea of saying this idea that if the Isser is not nicker, then that's how you don't say kavua. But here the Isser was nicker, because it just wasn't nicker to you, but it was nicker to the man, to the shliach, and the and. Yeah. Correct.
When the woman show up at some point.
So there's another answer. In Tosos that says that that the reason why it's not a problem is because most of the, I think Tosos Gittin says. Exactly. That the woman,
woman's going to look for her husband, otherwise she can't get married.
But that's great. But Rabbi Yochanan says that's perfect. That's perfect for a gedola. But if a woman was a katana at the time, and now she's a gedola, she wouldn't have known. Okay. So Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So now Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. The idea is that we're saying over here is that we see that we're, according to the beginning, we're worried that something left to pie, we're worried that when it comes back, we're worried about it. But now he's going to be a case from birds. Ace Mir Shlakas Rabbi Yochanan, Kane Stuma. Yeah, you have a pair of birds brought either for a Zav, or for a Zav, or for Yoledas. You have a pair of birds, one's supposed to be a Chatas, one's supposed to be an Ola. And the, remember from Maseches Kinim, the Avoda done for the Chatas and the Avoda done for the Ola are completely different. And you can't substitute one for the other. So what happens if you have a cane stuma, and we don't know, stuma means stuma, we don't know which one's an ola, which one's a chatas, and one bird jumps away, sheparcha gozel echad mehen la'avir ola, we don't know what's going on, or sheparcha levein chatos amesos, this is the Mishnah Kingdom, or it jumps into a pile of chatos amesos. Chatos amesos are these birds that are destined to die, whatever, let's just say one of the reasons is because the Baal already got kapara from a different carbon, and now he has these birds here, there's nothing you can do with them, so they're destined to die. So oshe mes echamehen, or one of the birds in these, in the pair died, but we never were mefaresh which one was which, no big deal. Yikach should be benzug lesheni. Take another bird, and then say which one is which. Because at the point in time that one jumped away, we didn't know, nothing was established which was which. Now, the Rosh and the Tosos end the Gemara here, but there's our gear say we stay here, but the Ilu came to Pureshes. Now let's say I said this is the Chatas, this is the Ola. I don't know which is which for whatever reason. I didn't tag them. And then one jumped away. Ain lo Takana. Then I don't really have a Takana because I can't just say, oh, take another Chatas or take another Ola, because I can't take another Chatas because the Chatas can't, and I can't say take a Chatas because maybe this bird is the Chatas. I can't say take an Ola, maybe this bird is the Ola, and I have a problem. I can't, so that doesn't work. Ain lo Takana. But the inference is, the Ilu Sha'ar Kinim Ba'alma, all other Kinim, I mean, not this one, but all other Kinim that are taken subsequently, were not Choshish that the bird that you took was the bird that jumped away from the other one. And if it can't use the bird that jumped away from the other one, because that belongs to the set for a carbon for somebody else. The Ilu Sha'ar Kinim Ba'alma, Mitaknan, they're fine. Amai, lema kol chada chada dilma hainiyu. Just like we said by the woman, that maybe the woman that you're going to be marrying now is the relative of the relative over here. Maybe the bird that you're taking now for this cane is the bird that jumped away. I don't know how long you'd have to wait. Let's say 30 years down the line, does the pigeon or turtle dove stay still alive? I don't know. Maybe it's just immediately at that time.
What's the life expectancy?
Right. So I don't know what the life expectancy of the bird is. You know that they're supposed to be a certain age. Right? So these birds are only supposed to be a certain age for a carbon. So I guess after that time period passes, you shouldn't have the problem. Also, it's a little different over here. It's because over here, we don't say that it's only a knas for that guy. It seems to say that everybody would be a problem. If you want to make it completely parallel to our case, our case that we brought down by Rabbi Yochanan, it would be only a knas, just like it's only a knas for the mishaleach, it should only be a knas for the guy whose bird jumped away. But those that seem to say that. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan answers back to Reish Lakish, there's no comparison. Kamina anot isha d'lonaida. I brought you a case of a woman who doesn't move, meaning she's kavua. Why is she kavua in her base? Why is she kavua? Look at the mefarish, second to last short line. Amarle amin lach ana isha d'lonaida. Why? The kol kvo de basa melech panima. That's where she's supposed to be. That's that. Her, the glory of the woman is to take care of the home. And since she's kviya, is what Tosfos alluded to before, it should be mechzal mechza, right? Va'at mosos li me'irus me'isur denayed. You're talking about birds. Birds, by definition, jump all around. So there's no comparison. It says amalei kamina ano ishdul naida va'mart li at me'isur denayed. So fine. So by the woman, I'm going to be concerned about. Maybe I'll do on the rabbanon level because I'll say it's kavua and therefore it's mechzal mechza. And then you go into the problem of what about all the other men in the world? But by the birds, I'm going to say it's called a parish ruba parish because the birds, by definition, jump around. It's not kavua.
She leaves the house.
So the Gemara says, so hachanami nayin. She also leaves the house. Proof positive, she got married. Maybe she got met her in a shuk and married her. Rivka went out to the well. Right? She says, v'chitema hachanami nayin. Emar b'shuka ashkach v'kaddish. Maybe he went out Either she went out and got married in the shuk.
But she comes back.
So that's what the Gemara says. Hasam of the woman, hadlin michuso gabekein mihadra. The woman, she's destined to go back. She goes out for a bit and then she comes back. So her, by definition, she's considered a low nayan. She's considered kavu in her place. That's her place. The birds don't fly back. They fly out, and that's it. I don't know if that's true either. Birds go back to the nest. So I don't know. They go back to
pigeons and doves.
Home of the pigeons, they go back.
Well, those are the ones that are kosher for carbon. I don't know, but the woman is nidonas as a kavua because even when she goes out to her house, her derech is to come back. She only goes back temporarily, but not by a bird. Okay, so fine. So that seems to be still on the tangent. So Amar Rava, Rava then says, Umode Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Again, Brooks is a case of where the shliach, the mishaleach, said the shliach to mekadesh him a woman stam, and the shliach dies, and so now we say that he's usher to all women because we suspect that this woman could be the sister, or whatever. But if it's an isha, she ain't labas, she has no daughter, or unmarried daughter, lo basbas, no granddaughter, no basbein, lo aim, below achos. This woman is completely. We know that everyone that she has, either relatives of hers, is already married, or she doesn't have any, they're all died. He believes that you can marry her, because the concern is that maybe she's one of the relatives, but if this woman herself has no relatives, she's not going to be a relative of the one that you were Mekadesh. What? Okay, yeah, it's true. The Afal Pisha Haisla Achos Viniskarshul Achamikon the Yishari. Even if this woman who the Mishaleach wants to marry, has a sister who currently is single, but at the time the Mishaleach sent the Shliach, she was married, he could still marry this girl now, because we don't assume that the Mishaleach married the sister because she was already married at the time. She wouldn't have accepted the Kiddushin, and wouldn't have been valid to begin with. So my timer, what's the reason that your Muteres, right, because maybe we should be choshesh that Shliach is Mekadesh, the sister of the woman now, right, we have Sarah and Rivka, so he wants to marry Sarah, maybe married Rivka was the sister, maybe with Makadish at the time. Because at the time that the Shliach sent her out, Havina Sivan Lagabri, Rivka was already married to somebody else. And we have a cloud, Kimishave Shliach, when a person appoints a Shliach, he's only appointing her, Bimilsa de Kaima Kameh, with something that stands in front of him. Something that's in front of him to do, right? But Milsa de Lokaima Kameh, Lo Mashve Shliach. But something that's not in front of him, that he can't do, he's not establishing him as the Shliach. Just got in?
Okay,
he's just established it was a shliach. So therefore, we don't have the chashash. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Now it comes to our Mishnah. We're going to ask from our Mishnah, Tanan. I don't know what the time. So five lines from the bottom, and you base them on Aleph. So Tanan, Hareini Nazir. One guy says, I am a Nazir. The Alayla Galeach Nazir. And in addition to that, I am going to accept upon myself the obligation to pay for somebody else's karbanos. V'shama chavero, and another guy hears his friend, and va'amar va'ani va'alad v'ech nazir. Me too. I'm going to be a nazir. I'm also going to accept upon myself to pay for somebody else's naziros. The Mishnah says, im hayu pichin, if they were smart guys, megachon zeh zeh. They just pay for each other, and then be done with it. The imlav, but if they're not so smart and they don't know about each other, so then megalach nazirim achirim. They should megalach other nazirim because they have an obligation to pay for somebody else, another nazir's korbanos. The Gemara asks, Bishlam Basra, the second guy, understand why he can pay for the first guy's korbanos, ika kadma or kame, because the first guy's right in front of him already. So he has in mind what the first guy. Ila kadma'a, but the first guy, how can he pay for the korbanos of the second guy? Mi'ika basra'a kameh. Was the second guy there, meaning was the second guy nazir when he took his initial nazirus? You just said, according to Rava, you just said, when a person makes a statement, he doesn't include things that are not possible for him to do right now. That's why when the Mishaleach sent the Shliach, he didn't include the possibility that he's going to marry this married woman. Oh, she might get divorced, but right now she's not. So he doesn't, you don't include that in your statement. So how does the first guy include the second guy in his statement if the second guy's on a nazir, doesn't exist yet? He couldn't, at the time he makes his afla, he makes his declaration, the second guy's on a nazir, so we can't have him in mind.
What? That's the question.
That's the question. That's what we brought this whole thing for. So the Gemara says, this is what you're gonna answer, Elahachi Ka'amar. What he says is, "E mishkachna to have a nazir agachay. If I find another nazir, I'll pay for him." Not, and that's what he means. It doesn't mean that only one someone who's a nazir right now. So the Gemara says, "So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, then go back to the woman case. So hachi nami hachi kaamarle, name of the mishalech, and say to the shliach, E mishkachas to megirsa. If you find out that that woman is divorced, then kaddishli, marry her for me." My question with that is that he said stop. He never said which woman. So how can he be focused on a certain woman who's married? The whole point of this of the memra was that he had no idea who was he betrothed in. So he was, oh, if she gets divorced, well then he's pointing out to the person. Now we know. Okay. Anyway. So if any woman you can. Oh, so he's saying. Oh, okay. Okay. Right, okay, so he's saying that marry me any woman, and even if the woman has to marry, you can wait till she's divorced, and you can marry that person also. Okay, fine, thank you. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, Amri, this is how you explain the words of Rava. Lo mashvi in a shliach el b'milsa the matzi avid hashta, but b'milsa lo matzi avid lehashta lo mashvi. You only appoint a shliach for something that you have the capability, halachic authority, to do at the time. The klal is that when you appoint a shliach, I'm not appointing a shliach to do something that's usher to me. You don't, right? That's not the way you appoint a shliach. So it's not usher for one nazir to pay for another nazir, even if the nazir doesn't exist. But it is usher for a shliach to try to marry somebody who's already married. So that doesn't have a valid shlichus. So that's how you answer. That was the whole reason why we brought this everything down for that question.
Shliach should be on the kmoisa. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So now the Gemara asks on that. Sorry?
Was it worth the effort?
What, the dialogue? Definitely was worth the effort. It was good to get that tostos in.
It's
definitely worth the effort.
Relate with his bomb question.
That's the question the guy brought up in the vase. That's the question the guy brought up in the vase. I got plenty of humor where these guys ask worse questions. Plenty of times.
Present company excluded.
No, I go to other shiurim. I said I go to shiurim, not that I give the shiurim. Okay. Velo, is it really true that a person cannot appoint a shliach on something that he himself is not able to do? Tashma, we have to bring a stira. Why? We saw this is a chazara from we saw this in the Darim, right? It was on the Ayin Beis, I think, in the Darim, towards the end of the Darim. It was an Ayin Beis, or maybe I think. Ha Omer La Apitropus, Shalo. Guy says to the Mamun on his Beis, guy says to his Apitropus, I'm going away. Kol nedarim shetador ishti mikan ad she'avo. All the nedarim that my wife, that my wife will take until I return. Aywa? Ayin hey. Okay, thank you. Kol nedarim shetador ishti mikan ad she'avo mimakom ploni until I return. Hafer la, right? You should be mefer for me in my stead. Ve'hafer la. Now, Petropas did that. He was mefer any neder that this woman take. So yachol yemufarin. You might think that since the Apitropos was appointed as a shliach, all these nadarim should be mufar. Talmud Lomar, no, the pasuk says isha yikimenu, v'isha yafremenu, the mafikay, meaning only the husband can be making, only the husband can be made fair. Divrei Rabbi Yosha, these are the words of Rabbi Yosha. Comes Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan seems to say that the Apitropos can be made from the nadarim because matzinu b'chol makom sheshlucho shel adam kamoso. Well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rabbi Yochanan says, normally you would say yes, but you have a Xeris HaKasav that says here that it has to be done individually. It's, so it becomes like tefillin, where it has to be put on by the individual, like a mitzvah gufo. Then he has to do it. Rabbi Yoshia says, like you, David, that shluchos alon kamoso, and therefore it could work. So now, taima, now we're going back into Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia, this reason is, the amar achmona, ishaya kimenu, ishaya sharenu. It's just the miut, it's exerus akasa, that only the husband, only the baal can do it, not a shliach. Halav hachi, but had it not been for the Sederis Akasav, right, Apitropos Mefer. The Apitropos would be Mefer. So bottom line is, Apitropos could be Mefer if not for the Pasuk. But, the Ilu Gabri Didei, what about the man himself? The man himself is about to leave, and he doesn't have an Apitropos, and he doesn't want his wife's Nedarim to stand. So Tanya, he says, Omer Leishto, Kol Nedarim Shataduri Mikan, Va'atcha Avomi Makam Ploni Yu Kayomit. Okay, he says, you know, any net that you make, I'm going to be mekayim the right now. We say that's nothing. Lo amar klum, that doesn't count. But here's our case. But if he says, harei he mufarin, he wants to be made for them in advance, Rabbi Lezer omer mufar, Rabbi Lezer says he can do it, it's mufar, but chachamim omerim ain't a mufar. He says that it's not mufar. Now, kasalka daitach, now, you're going to say, when Rav Oshia says his rule, kasalka daitach, it's a little difficult here, because they're asking on what would have been if not for the Xeris Akasa.
Yeah, right.
So,
exactly.
I hear you. So Kasalka Daita, Ki Am Rav Yoshia, that Rav Yoshia says that the Shliach HaBaal can't be made for the Neder is because of the Xeris Akasa, but otherwise he would be able to be made for the Shliach would be able to be made for the Neder. Aliba the Rabbanim, the low Matzi Mefer. He's saying according to Rabbanim, who says that the husband himself can't pre-Mefer anything. So Ve'i loved Amar Rachmana, Yisha Yikimena, Yisha Yifarenu, Apitropos Havi Mefer. Had not been Xeris Akasav, the Apitropos would be able to Mefer. You see that, very theoretically, a Shliach would have more power than the husband himself. Because the husband can't Mefer anything in advance, but the husband can appoint a Shliach to be Mefer everything in advance. First of all, my problem with it is twofold. Exactly what you said, Yossi, is number one. Bottom line is, the Apitropos can't do it. That's what the Xeris Akasav comes to tell you. Number two, the husband is being made for everything in advance. The Apitropos is being made for everything at the time she makes the ned there.
What does it need Apitropos for?
Well, that's a later question. Maybe he'll forget. But the Gemara is saying that, oh, the Apitropos can do something that the Shliach can't. That Apitropos can do something that the husband can't. No, he can't. The Apitropos is being made for at the time of the ned there, where the guy himself is trying to be made for before he leaves on the trip.
Right.
So I don't get the comparison. Homework.
That's
why I don't understand it. She says, I think I had the same question when we did it in the Nedarim. So the Gemara says, no. So who says Rav Yoshia is talking about the Shita of the Chachamim, who says that the husband does not have the authority? Maybe he's talking about the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, where the husband does have the authority, and therefore if the husband has the authority, he can appoint the Shliach as well. He says, V'dilma alibad Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Matzi Mefer. So if that's the case, if the husband has the authority, why in the world would he ever appoint an Apitropos? So he says, Ihachi lamali Shvi Shliach. Why would he appoint a Shliach? Leifa leihu, let him do it, be made for it himself. So Kasavra, the husband thinks, Dilma Mishtilina, maybe I'll forget when I leave. O Ratchana, or maybe when I left. In other words, if the husband has the ability to be pre-made for the Nedarim, so before he goes, just let him do pre-made for the Nedarim and don't have the Apitropos. So he points to the Apitropos now because he says, when I leave, maybe I'll forget, I'll be very busy, you know, packing and trying to get everything into one bag because they don't let me take two bags anymore. So, and I don't want to pay the extra $50 to $75 for the extra bag. And I don't have Platinum Plus like these guys.
I didn't put it as a reminder.
Right. So Dilma, he'll forget. O Ratchana, or maybe he'll be angry at the time and won't want to be made for the Nedarim and say, I want her to have all those Nedarim. Oh, mitirda. Or maybe very busy. The first one is that he'll forget. The second one, that he'll be angry. The third one, maybe he's busy. So he points to Shliach. He puts a reminder in his calendar, it'll point to Shliach and let him take care of it.
Why can't he do it when he's in China?
Because he'll never hear it.
What?
He won't hear it then.
Who isn't hearing it?
The husband doesn't.
Why can't I let him stay in China? My wife makes back in New York. Why must he be there?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Wants to hear it. The wife? So on the way, on the business trip, we'll do it.
I think Tosos asked your question. He has a similar question. Tosos Dilma, right? Third short line. Vim Tomar, Rakati, Lefer, Le'iu, Me'asha. Let him still do it now. Even better question. Before he appoints, he's appointing the Apitropos to do something. So he remembers right now. So just do it right now. Instead of appointing the Apitropos, just do it right now. right? He says, "Ve'yish lomar de'ena rotsa lomar she'yamufar el nadorim she'tador michiyisav elach." He only wants the things to be mufar from where he travels. Avalon nadorim l'shalafnei nisiyaso. He doesn't want to be made for the things.
That's why he can't do it.
No, he tries on in any case.
I know, but maybe that answers your question about the albatrosses. The husband has more power, regardless.
Maybe.
He has the ability to appoint somebody else. Albatrosses can't, but then appoint somebody else afterwards. Or some sort of child is able to do that. So he's automatically has power within him. So with the power within him to do it, gives him certain restrictions, or gives at least the albatrosses certain restrictions. One of the restrictions is he can't do it in advance.
Well, but I don't think the Gemara is saying he can't do it in advance. He's just asking more of the Matzias questions, why he does not do it in advance. I think he can do it in advance. He just isn't. The question is why not? But I hear you. I hear you. I don't know. Tosos says that maybe there'll be Katata now. If you look at this Tosos, I think he addresses that question. Good question. Okay. Finish that. Next Mishnah. Right, so you brought down that whole tangent to ask that the question. So next Mishnah. Person gets up, takes a neder, and says, "Hare alai legaleich chatzi nazir. I take it upon myself, I'm incumbent upon me to bring half of the korbanos of the nazir." I think that's what it means, chatzi nazir. Rashi says, "The Amar Harei Alai Lavi Chatzi Korbanosav Shal Giluach Nazir." Excuse me, Shal Giluach Nazir Echad. Pay for half his korbanos. V'shama chaveiro, and his friend hears Amar and says, "Yeah, me too. V'ani Alai Galei Chatzi Nazir. I'm also going to take on the Chatzi Nazir." So there's no such thing as a Chatzi Nazir. So the Tanakhama says, "Zemigaleich Nazir Shalim." Sorry, this is the Rebbe Meir. "Zemigaleich Nazir Shalim. Zemigaleich Nazir Shalim." They both have to pay for a full Nazir. Give Rebbe Meir. But the Chachamim Omer, no, Zemigaleich Chatzi Nazir, Zemigaleich Chatzi Nazir. They can each bring half the kaparmas. Let them find one Nazir and they'll split the cost. Right? So, right? Rashi says, Rishpari says, they could do that, theoretically, they can do that. They each, according to Tanakham,
each one became a Nazir.
No, none of them became a Nazir. Each one took it upon themselves the obligation to pay for half of the korbanos of a Nazir.
Of
another Nazir. No. He says, "The Amar Harei Olai Lavi Chatzi Korban Osav Shal Giluach Nazir Echad." So Zemigaleich Nazir Shalom, Zemigaleich Nazir Arshim. Farish says, "Shlomit Matino Nazir Lechatzayin." There's no partial Nazir. There's no partial Korbanos for Nazir. V'hu Savar Ein Adam Moshe Devarav Batalav. No one. There's no concept of half of a Nazir. There's no concept of half of the Korbanos. What he says has to mean something. Words have meaning. So what we say it means the entire Korban. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say Yaviu. Look at the Farish. Yaviu Shneim Korban Osav Shal Nazir Echad. V'yu Peturim. Lo Nazir Kol Echad El Chatzi Nazir. No, just get together, find a Nazir, split the cost for his korbanos. Hey, Amar Rava. Rava says Hakol Modim, meaning everybody, both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are in agreement that Kol Heichad the Amar Chatzi Korbanos Nazir Alai. That he says the language as follows: half of the korbanos of a Nazir are upon me. That Chatzi Korbanos Maisi. That he only obligated to bring half of the korbanos. Because he's not saying half of a Nazir, he's saying half of the korbanos of a Nazir. There is a concept of half of korbanos, there's no concept of half of a Nazir. Right? So, chatzi korban maisi. If he says, korbanos chatzi nazir lai, I will bring the korbanos of half of a Nazir, that doesn't count. Kule korban by yusui. He has to bring all the korbanos of a Nazir, because there's no such thing as a chatzi Nazir. My taima. You don't find a partial Nazirus. So, you can't bring the Korbanos for an individual who's half a Nazir, because there's no such thing of an individual who's half a Nazir. You are a Nazir, or you are not a Nazir. Preferably, you're not a Nazir.
Well,
words have meaning. So if he says, I will bring the Korbanos of an individual who's half a Nazir, that everyone agrees you have to bring. So therefore, you bring korbanos of a full nazir because you don't aim the most in front of the mitzvah. No, just there's no each one here. There's no each one here. No, that was the Mishnah. Let's read the Gemara again. Amar Rava, Hakol Moldim, Kol Heicha De Amar. Anytime a person says Chatzi Korbanos Nazir Lai, half of a karbanos of a full-fledged nazir upon me. So chatzi karban mesi. He brings half those karbanos. If he would say karbanos chatzi nazir lai, I will bring the karbanos of half of a nazir. He has to bring kula karban to you. He has to bring all the karbanos of a nazir. My taima the halo ashkan nazirus the palga. There's no such thing as a parshim nazirus. So what's the machlokus? Keep pligi belishna dimas nisim pligi. Their argument is on the lashon of our mishnah, where the guy says hare alai legaleya chatzir nazir. What's the interpretation of that statement? Rabbi Meir Sava, Rabbi Meir says, Kevin Amar Hare Alai Legaleach. So right away he says Hare Legaleach, that's full-fledged Nazir. So we chayav a kuli korban Nazirus. Now we obligated himself complete obligation to pay for a full korban. The Hika Amar Chatzi Nazirus, and then afterwards when he says Chatzi Nazirus, lo kol kaminei, he can't retract. Remember we said before, if it was a tough lashon rishon, or we said that when it came to something that's kachim, you can't have a retraction. The toughest lashon rishon, hare legaleach is the full-fledged karbanos, and then when he tries to retract it, the next statement it doesn't count. Rabbanan going to hold like Beis Hillel, she nederu pesach imahu. It's a neder, hare alai is a neder, and it comes with the pesach of chatzi nazir. So he's only meaning chatzi nazir means chatzi the karbanos, not of a chatzi nazir. That doesn't count. The chatzi nazir here is harei like to bring half of the karbanos of a nazir. So he says harei lai is full. The chatzi nazir is a retraction to make it half. So they don't really argue in this mishnah. They're not arguing necessarily in the svara. They're arguing what these words mean.
Semantics.
It's all semantics. Last the nadarim and nazir are all semantics. Ein lachanami. Menachem, where did you start preparing from the mishnah? Okay, so we'll stop here. Everybody have a most excellent day. We're still recording because I can't get this to stop.